Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Bar Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai. In the Sefer Halichos Shlomo, in the ninth perek, he writes, page Osmem Hey, Shalom Zaman Arbach, Kfa'u v'ochom matzah, afo pishi yotza. So if somebody was forced, compelled to eat matzah, even though he's yotze, Yesh l'stapek yimivarech brocha al achilas matzah. There's a suffix if you make a brocha of al achilas matzah. So first of all, that he writes kfa'u v'ochol matzah afu pishi yotza, that's like it says in Tuf Ayin Heis if Dalet, ochol matzah b'loi kavana, kigon shan su nachrim olistim lecho, yotza yedecho vaso kevin shiudeh shalayla pesach shuchayv b'achilas matzah. So he eats matzah without kavana, like he's forced by goyim or by bandits to eat, he's yotze, since he knows that tonight is Pesach and that he's obligated in the consumption of matzah. And his makor is from the Ran, Rosh Hashanah Chof Tes Amar Aleph, in the name of the Ra'ah. V'chein sosam ha-mishnah berurah, so writes the Mishnah berurah, simen samach sif dalet, b'bir halacha, dibar maschel v'yesh oimrim, v'simen reish dalet, sharet siyan sif kat ma'amad ches. However, in the Mishnah berurah, in Tuf Ayin Hei, sif kat ma'amad dalet, he says that a number of poskim hold that you can't be mechalik between achila and other mitzvahs. And just like by other mitzvahs, you're not yotze without being kavan, without having kavanah to be yotze here also. You're not yotze without kavana latzis yedei chova. So first he says that you are yotze. You have kavana latzis yedei chova. If you don't have kavana latzis yedei chova. And also the Mishnah Berurah suggests that you're not yotze. Like all other mitzvahs, we hold mitzvah sichas kavana. In the Sefer Kapas Tamar, Man Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chav Ches Amar Aleph, he writes that the reason it says kfa'u nachrim is because if the Jews would have forced him, then the kavana of those forcing him would be effective l'shem mitzvah. And that's a huge chiddush, that the people forcing him can have kavana for him to be yotze. In the Chalkas Yoyov, in Sof Simen Lamed Gimel, he's tamei on the Kapas Tamarim. What does the Kapas Tamarim mean? That those who are coercing him to be mekayim the mitzvah can have kavana to be yotze on his behalf? Apele. In the Sefer Mincha Shlomo Kama, in Simen Sari Aleph Os Aleph, there's a letter that Reb Shlomo Zalman writes to Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. And he writes, Chazinan l'dayte d'hadras g'ayno d'poshet lei she Yerushalmi soivre d'birchas ha-mitzis min ha-toyra u'memeil yotze l'chadish al p'divrei ha-rosh. So you, your great Torah highness, the great genius, the scholar of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, was indeed a great genius and scholar. So it's pashat to you that the Yerushalmi holds the Birchas and Mitzvahs Men HaTorah. And Mimele, you're a Mechadish based on the Rosh, and the Tais HaRosh, famous Tais HaRosh and Brachas, on Tav Tezvav Amir Aleph, the Yerushalmi Aval, who writes that that the Brachas are not Ma'akev is only because they're Derabbanan. But if they be Derais, they be Ma'akev. So according to the Yerushalmi, Hadin Noisen Shah Brachas Ma'akvos, Brachas are Ma'akev. Well, then he was Daiti Tzorachi, and Din Kei Nireh, Shim Asim Mitzvah Shalei B'Chavana, Lo Yatza Afleman Darma Mitzvahs Ein Srichas Kavana. And according to this, it would come out that if you did a mitzvah without kavana, you're not yotze. Even if you hold that mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, you're still not yotze. Why? Because you're right, there's no chisaron in the etzma mitzvah, but you didn't make a bracha. And if you don't make a bracha, it's ma'akev, according to the Yerushalmi. Brachas and mitzvahs are min ha-Torah. And if you look in the Yerushalmi in Pesachim 10:3, you see that you yotzei day mitzvahs matzah, whether you have kavan or not. So the self-same Yerushalmi holds that you don't need to make a bracha to be mekayim mitzvahs matzah. So your chiddush is difficult to say that, according to the Yerushalmi, that brachas are ma'akev. According to the Yerushalmi, it would come out that brachas are ma'akev. Because if brachas are ma'akev, then if you don't make a bracha on matzah, you're not yotzei. And the Yerushalmi holds if you don't make a bracha on matzah, you are yotzei. The Yerushalmi says Yotzin de Mitzvah Matzah, whether you're Mechavin or you're not Mechavin. Yotze, whether you're mechavin or not mechavin, and that's even if you didn't make a bracha. You're not mechavin, it's because you didn't make a bracha also. So you see, your yotze de mitzvah matzah, even though you're not making the bracha. And even though you said hamotzi, but you didn't make galachilas matzah, so that's not shach to brachas and mitzvahs. So it's fair to say that according to the Yerushalmi, brachas are ma'akvos. If that's true, then how are you yotze mitzvahs matzah without a bracha? And also what we see in the Shulchan Aruch, that when it comes to eating your yotzei, even according to Mandam or Mitzvah Shichas Kavana, but eating your yotzei without Kavana, since you're nan, it's like miskavein, so that all means that you're not misasik. But that doesn't help you as far as the bracha is concerned. You would still need to make a bracha. But you see your yotzei even without a bracha. So it's fair to say this chiddush, that according to the Yerushalmi, brachas are ma'akvos. Otherwise, how you yotzei matzah without a bracha? It would appear that it doesn't matter if one was forced and hichnis ba'atzmo lepiv, o shetachavu lo bepiv. It doesn't matter if he put it in his own mouth, or they put it in his mouth. We're talking now about the goyim who forced him to eat this matzah on Leil Pesach. It doesn't matter whether he put it in his own mouth or they put it in his mouth for him. As long as they didn't stup it in so deep that he couldn't take it out again, he's yotze. Why? Because hov v'nene yotze. Since he's nene, he's yotze. V'chinami sof sof yesh kan hanoas achila. So sof sof, if there's hanoas achila here, so it doesn't matter whether he put it in his mouth or they put it in his mouth for him, he's yotze. Shulchan Aruch there concludes, avolim sof v'shuchol, o she'en zu matzah lo yotze. But if you think that it's a weekday or that it's not matzah, then you're not yotze. If you're eating matzah and you think that it's a weekday or you don't realize it's matzah, you're not yotze. And that's from the Ran. Based on this, Rabbi Chanan and his Kovetz Shiurim in Chelek Beis, Simon Mem Zayin Ois Yadalid writes a big chiddush that a kofer who does a mitzvah, like he eats matzah, is not considered a kiyum mitzvah. Because we see that from the Ran, that even the man d'armer mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, that's dafka if you know that it's matzah and that it's Pesach today. But if you don't know, then you're mamash b'sasik. You don't even mean to be doing this mitzvah. It doesn't count. So what then if there's no mitzvah in the world? You're considered a misasik. You b'chlal didn't intend to do this mitzvah because you didn't think there's a mitzvah in the world. There's not a mitzvah. There's not a mitzvah b'chas v'shalom. So this is garnished for you, this person. He's not doing anything. He's just doing an empty maisa. It doesn't mean anything. So here's a din of misasik. And Moran HaGoyin, Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rav Hutner, and the Parchat Yitzchak, and Maimer Zayin says the same chiddush b'pashtus, that if a person is a koifer, is an apikeris, so his mitzvah is not a mitzvah. He's merely a misasik. However, this is a tzarech iyun rav b'zeh. We don't find that if somebody puts on tefillin when he's an apikoros, when he's misupik b'emunasa, let's say a person, he's having his theological doubts, and he wears tefillin. And then that morning, he attends an Eisha Torah class, and Dr. Schrader gets up, and he wows him with some physics and some Torah, and boom, he says, I believe. Does he have to put on tefillin again? We don't find such a thing. Even though it's not such a common case that somebody is going to be meniach tefillin and he's misupik b'amunaso, and now he has a shaili, he's going to ask a rav. This morning I wasn't sure about God, but now I am, so should I have to put on tefillin again? HaKoponim Shlomo Zalman says that we don't find as azach that somebody has to put on tefillin again if when he put on tefillin the first time he's misupik b'amunaso. And therefore, it would appear that if a person does a mitzvah, idea brura, he knows he's doing a mitzvah, he's just misupik, he's not sure about his faith, it's not considered misasik, like Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, that a person does it misafik. He says, if now it's Yom Tov HaMechavin the mitzvah. So too, this person is saying, you know, he's not sure about God, but he's doing it on the side that there is a God. Shlomo Zalman here is not talking about somebody who's an outright apikoros. Shlomo Zalman is talking about somebody who's mesupik b'emunah. So that's, I guess he figures, why else would a guy be doing a mitzvah? But today we have such a mitzvah that people are keeping Torah and mitzvahs, at least a lot of it, and they don't believe. They're orthoprax. There was an article about it a number of years ago that a lot of people were talking about, that somebody openly admitted. He said, I don't believe. Some of my friends don't believe. But it's nice to be an Orthodox Jew. It's a good community and a lot of benefits. So we do it, but we don't believe. So the question is, what's the status of such a person's mitzvah? Is he doing the mitzvah? If he's doing the mitzvah on the side, listen, God, if you're there, then I want this to be a mitzvah. Then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman would say that it counts. But if a person's saying, I don't believe in this at all, it's totally, absolutely kaifer. It's hard to believe. Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't say there is yotze. And Rav Chanan says, even if a person doesn't believe, he's a misasik. Rav Shlomo Zalman's position is that when a person does it, he's doing it on the tzad that it's true. If the Torah is true, then I'm doing this mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, so he doesn't have to do it again. Also, this din in the Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Ra'ah. That if a person thinks that it's a weekday or it's not matzah, it's not yotzei, but somebody who says tonight's not Pesach, and everybody around him says it is Pesach, and because of the busha, he eats with them a kazayis matzah. So what does he say to himself? He says, listen, I don't know. I don't know if it's really Pesach tonight. Well, my friends say it is. I don't think it is, but on the tzad that it is, I'm eating matzah. So he be yotzei. V'achinami b'mumer v'apikoyres hari k'tzas sofek yesh b'libo. And a mumer and apikoyres, they have a little bit of doubt. I often think about that too. You know, believers, almost all believers doubt from time to time. Do atheists ever doubt? I once heard somebody said that he was once speaking to a large group of atheists. He said, do you ever have doubts about your atheism? And not one hand went up. They're all 100% sure of themselves. There's not one proof against the existence of a God, but they're all sure of themselves. Incredible. In any event, what Rav Shlomo Zalman asserts is that even they have some doubts. So Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer told the story that one time Rav Yitzchak Blazer, the Baal HaPri Yitzchak, came to a certain inn with a maskil, a famous maskilic writer, who was very far from Kiyam HaMitzvos, and he bragged about a certain book that he had written. And Ritzel Blazer says that, why are you working so hard on a book? You know that a lot of books don't work out so well. They're not such bestsellers. So he started to argue. And then Ritzel Blazer explained to him in great detail what happens, how hard you work to write the book, how much money it costs you, and how much investment it is, and of time and energy. And then it all goes to the waste when nobody wants to buy it. In the end, this secular writer had nothing to say. And then in the end, he said, you know what? Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeh eschar sichanai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when someone says something good, God's going to give him reward. So Rav Yitzchak Blazer was so happy. He said, listen, look, I even got this apikoros to show that he's, that deep, deep down inside, tief, tief, he really believes. So that's an idea that's very common in the writings of Maran HaRav Zatzal, that they don't believe those apikoros and they really believe. They say they don't believe, but deep down in their neshamas, they believe. And they do acts, they talk about morality. That comes from a place of belief. They talk about goodness, kindness. That comes from a place of belief. Even the leftists, they're leftists because they believe that it's the right thing to do, it's the moral thing to do, to give the Arabs land and to give the equal rights, etc., etc. So that's coming from a godly place within them. As incorrect as they may be, practically, in many of their viewpoints, but it's coming from a place of emunah. So if a person does a mitzvah, and he's doing a mitzvah, I only do it cut because it's a mitzvah. So that's considered a mitzvah because he's doing it on the tzad that it's really a mitzvah. I used to know a Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who's no longer with us, but he used to uh, He was in the army. He was a very big Zionist, a Talmid of Tzvi Yehuda Kook. And he used to argue with the Chiloni soldiers. He would say, you're being Mekayim a mitzvah. You're in the army. And he would say, no, we're not being Mekayim a mitzvah. Yes, you are. No, we're not. Yes, you are. So his position was that you're Mekayim a mitzvah, whether you like it or not. Question is that really true? If they're screaming, no, I don't believe. So what sort of mitzvah is that? A person does chalitza also. Even if he says he's not believing, it still counts, because why else would he be doing it? When it comes to a get, if he's not a believer, so then it has to be lishma. This guy's not mechavin lishma. But if a person's doing chalitza, which he's only doing it, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's chilek. If he's doing chalitza, he's doing it l'shem Hashem. And therefore, even though he is not a believer, his chalitza is still a chalitza ksheira. Hashem can't get. Okay, one could argue that that's arguable. But if it's clear that he's not miskaving the mitzvah, then he's not yotzei. He doesn't want to be doing a mitzvah at all, and he's not doing it on the tzad that there is a God, that the Torah is true. He's just doing it for whatever reason, for social purposes, but he has no intention at all of being yotzei any mitzvah. So such a person is not yotzei. And what I said before, what is about the writing of a get? The writing of a get has to be lishma. With the giving, we pass in that if a mummer gives a get or a mummer does chalitza, it's kosher. So I think that's that distinction is correct. In any event, there's also a shayla legabei putting on tefillin. And these Chabad people are putting tefillin on people who aren't believers. So the question is, this guy is wearing tefillin, and he doesn't believe in God. You ask him, believe in God? No, you believe in the Torah, you believe in Mamad Har Sinai. So it's pshita that he doesn't believe, the person doesn't, and they're putting tefillin on him on the street. Does he believe in the Yidkei Malikrim? Does he believe in Arisodus? I would say not. So is his mitzvah really a mitzvah? So there's an exchange. It's actually reprinted in the Sefer Nagila V'Nismacha between the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Schus Yogen Aleinu, and Moran Rav Hudnis Zatzal, as to whether it's correct, this whole miftzaim of putting tefillin on people on the street. So, as far as there are numerous issues here, and one of them is certainly that the b'chlal aren't in the category that can be mekayim mitzvahs. They don't believe. So there's an article that was written in the Or HaMizrach Torah Journal, Tav Shin Lamed Tes, by page 241, if I'm not mistaken, by Rav Naftali Bar Ilan, and he discusses this issue about the Kiyum Mitzvah of a Kofar, and there's obviously a lot more to say, so maybe we'll leave it, I hope, for a different shiur, and we'll talk about it more. But in the meantime, definitely a lot to think about. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.